finished feeding the cows? It's nearly time for you to get to school.
Yes, but I was wondering something.
What would that be, Teddy?
What do you think is the very ugliest name a boy could ever be given?
Now, why would you ask such a question? You're not calling anyone names, are you?
Oh, no. It's for my enemy. Oh. The bad me. I need a hideous name. One that would describe a very evil person.
I think you ought to get to school and use that brain of yours for something useful. Like learning.
Here's your lunch, Teddy. Have a good day.
Yes, Mum. Perhaps goggles? Or grubby? Or toad? It must be an absolutely terrible name. How else will I talk to my enemy? Worm face. No. Egg splat, perhaps? Oh, hello. Nancy!
Don't come near me, button boy.
But I was hoping to see you before school.
Why? So you can try and drown me again? Stay away.
Wait. I just want to talk to you.
You're as slow as a snail. Can't catch me.
Oh, yes, I can.
You'll never get me now.
Just watch me. Now that you're up a tree, you have no place to go.
Look at me, button boy. I'm higher than you could ever climb.
I can climb higher than that.
Not bad for a soldier boy. You soldiers keep your feet on the ground, unlike we sailors, who need to climb ship masts and rigging. Soldiers never climb.
I would argue with you, but I'm not allowed to. My captain won't let me.
What are you talking about? What captain?
Jesus is my captain now.
I've never heard of such a thing. And he won't let you argue?
Yes. And it's rather annoying. I would like to argue. Here, I have something in my pocket I wanted to show you.
What is it?
This is my banner.
That's just an old handkerchief.
No, it's my banner of love. See, I even wrote the word love on it. I made it last night. It's a banner of love that I'm going to carry for my captain.
What in the world are you talking about?
It means I must love even you.
I don't want you to love me.
I've got to do it.
Ugh.
No, don't worry. It just means that I'm going to be kind to you and care about you. Like I do with my mother and grandmother.
How are you going to do that?
I'm not quite sure. One thing is, I'm never going to get angry with you again.
Really?
And it's hard. Very hard. But I've got to tell you that I'm sorry I wouldn't let you cross the bridge first. And I'm sorry I said I hated you in church.
Are you really sorry?
I think I am. At least part of me is. My enemy isn't, but I am.
And you'll never get angry with me? Or act mean towards me again?
No, I never will. And I'll even share my apple with you. Here.
Thank you. You should have some too. We'll share.
Thanks. Here.
So, does this mean I need to love you too?
I think you're better. Because it'll make it easier.
Well, I will then, if you do one thing.
What is it?
Give me that old button of yours.
Give you Father's button? Never, never, never!
Never?
Never! I'd rather be shot dead, or drowned dead, or hung dead, or chopped into tiny little bits. I'll never give it up. It's going to be sewn on my coat until I'm 100. And then, when I die, it will be buried with me. Do you know what would happen if I lost my button?
What?
I would drop down dead and die. and my heart would burst and break. And if I didn't die quickly enough, I wouldn't eat or drink, but instead I would lie sadly in my grave. And the next morning, you'd find me all stiff and cold, with my glassy eyes staring up at heaven like an old dog hit by a wagon.
Oh, my. Well, I'll never love you properly until you give me the button.
Perhaps you could just like me a little instead.
I might be able to do that.
We should get to school. We don't want to be late. Here, I'll help you.
So, you're going to be nice to me because Jesus is your captain.
Yes, and his banner is love. So I need to love everyone, whether I like them or not.
Why?
It's his top command.
Has Jesus any sailors?
I've never heard of him having sailors, so I think not.
Then I don't want to belong to him. But I'm glad that we are sort of friends now.
Why is that?
Because Sally White told me you tell wonderful stories, and I do like stories.
Would you like me to tell you about when I went through a secret little door on the side of an oak tree and found steps to a lost world?
Oh, yes.
Well, it all happened one day when I saw lightning strike the big oak tree in Farmer Green's field. I could see the smoke from a distance, and as I got closer, I noticed light coming from inside the trunk of the tree. And just as I peeked,